Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with a question today from Pam in Wisconsin. Referring to the time Jesus turned water into wine in John 2, she asks, why would Christ create wine that could make people drunk? How does that square with God saying in the Old Testament, woe to him who makes his neighbor drunk? John?
The simple answer to the question is Christ would never create wine with the intention that people would get drunk. Now, drunkenness is a choice that people make. In the ancient world, the biblical world, we know that the wine that was generally consumed was mixed heavily with water. And sure, while wine fermented because there was no refrigeration, it was diluted, sometimes 5 parts, 6 parts, 7 parts of water to 1 part of wine that had fermented. And the wine really acts by its fermentation as a purifier of the water, which could carry diseases. But you'd have to drink an awful large volume of that diluted fermented wine to become drunk. In the ancient world, the dilution of wine was distinguished from strong drink, which was not diluted, and that did lead to drunkenness. Having said that, Jesus creating wine may have created wine, and I assume he did, that was fresh, brand new, unfermented, the best grape juice, the purest that anybody had ever tasted. And that testimony comes out of that miracle. The people couldn't believe what they were tasting and were shocked that they were getting the very best at the end, when usually you got the very best at the beginning.
All right, thanks, John, and thanks to you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.